This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining us for this program. The subject of today's program is God's gifts for sustenance of the Christian life. The Apostle Paul said in his 1 Corinthian letter, "But now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love." In my last program, I discussed the biblical concept of unseen things. We learned that there are unseen things which are eternal. The Bible calls them special spiritual things, because it is speaking of things that come from the unseen spiritual realm beyond the senses of the flesh. We promise to discuss today three unseen spiritual gifts that God grants to every person who endeavors to be a Christian. These are faith, hope, and love. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapters 12 and 13, Paul concluded that faith, hope, and love are a related set of spiritual gifts granted by God's Holy Spirit to each and every Christian. But first, in chapter 12, Paul pointed out that there were other gifts besides these three that were given to some Christians. He says there were various gifts that, of course, came from the same Holy Spirit. He spoke of gifts of wisdom, of knowledge, gifts of healing, of miracles, gifts of prophecy, and tongues. But he intimated that these gifts were not given to every Christian. He said that the Spirit distributes these gifts to each one individually just as he wills. This is found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 11th verse. In other words, God's Holy Spirit made the decision of who got those somewhat special gifts. Paul then made it clear at the end of chapter 12 that there are greater, more excellent gifts to be received by Christians than the special ones he had just discussed. Paul then in chapter 13 entered into his great discourse on love, relating it to the previous chapter by intimating that the special gifts were only partial and would give way to perfect gifts like love. The time for the giving up of the partial gifts to a greater, more excellent way seems to be indicated in Paul's words, historically spoken in the first century. "But now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Before I started a biblical study of the concepts of faith, hope, and love, I did not consider them as special gifts to Christians. We use these words every day in a worldly sense, and I always thought that faith, hope, and love are attributes that everybody just has naturally. Must they be received as gifts from God? They once seemed like characteristics which emanated from my own mind, especially from my human willpower. I once thought it would be my own responsibility to supply whatever faith I wanted. Great faith seemed to only require great striving in my own mind. And love, I thought, was only mine to give or to hold back. One person might seem more lovable than another, and love must depend on my own personal preference. And hope, I thought, was a mere will-o'-the-wisp, a longing with the mere possibility of something coming true. I once thought I had to provide my own power to enable my own little world. What a small, meager world it was, and how wrong I was. I was ignoring the greater spiritual realm in which we live, where the Almighty God enables His people with spiritual gifts appropriate for all. Now, as we read the inspired epistles of the New Testament, we note that special attention is given in each one to admonish the Christian reader to remember that he has God's gifts of faith, hope, and love to help him maintain his life for Christ. The importance of these three gifts prompts this study. The premise of the study is that faith, hope, and love are a related set of spiritual gifts granted by the Holy Spirit, but not to certain individuals only, but to each and every Christian. Furthermore, that God created them to work together as a system to accomplish in a specific way His purposes in the Christian lives of His servants. Tune in to our next program, and we will start a discussion of these three great gifts from God. This is F.M. Perry, and this program is a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.